gentlemen, welcome you all to Drive to HR. Yes, you know, the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals. Well, today, this is your host, Nisha, and I'm so excited to talk to our wonderful guest, and I'm so interested in hearing more about employee benefits and stress management, so stay tuned. And if you're on Twitter, chime in on our hashtag. Our hashtag is DTHR. So if you have any questions to our guest or if you have any thoughts that you wanted to let us know, please chime in on our Twitter. We will be able to pull that up. So without further ado, let me welcome our guest, Dan McLean. Hey, Dan. Welcome to Drive Through HR.
Hey, Nisha. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are so excited to have you here with us today, Dan. Dan, why don't you kick off the show by telling our audience who you are and what you do?
Sure. So I am one of the co-founders of a company called SoFi. And SoFi is a financial services company, and we're providing products to young professionals around the country to help them in their financial lives. And our main product and the product we're best known for is our student loan refinancing product. So I had a background in banking. We were chatting before the show. I was working for an international bank, Standard Chartered Bank, for about 12 years prior to coming to the U.S., and I was based in London, where I'm from, and Singapore and China. And then I came to the U.S. to go to Stanford Business School back in 2010 and loved the Bay Area, fell in love with it, and tried to come up with an idea for a company to give me an excuse to stay, really, and hooked up with some classmates, and we realized that the student loan industry was in dire straits and needed some innovation, so we set up SoFi, and 4 years later, the company's doing well. We have about 200 employees, and we're helping tens of thousands of people to save big on their student loan debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, Dan? Over here at Drive Through HR, majority of our audience are HR leaders, HR thought leaders, and directors, and even entrepreneurs. So, from that perspective, you know, where is that intersection comes from when you talk about you are a person coming from a financial background, helping companies to make wise decisions, and what do you recommend for our entrepreneurs out there or even leaders out there when it comes to managing their finance so that
Sure. They
can take care of their employees?
Sure. So we were helping thousands of people to save on their student loan debt. And just to give you an idea, our customers save on average about $11,000, so very significant sums. And then we realized that there was a much better way or a more effective way to reach people and to spread awareness that you can refinance student debt, because lots of people don't know that. And that's when we started working with companies. So maybe about 18 months ago now, we started working with companies of all shapes and sizes, from very, very large companies across the country to smaller companies. And we offer them the SoFi student loan refinancing as an employee benefit for their employees. So for any of your listeners today who are in an HR role within a company, my guess would be that many of your employees would have student debt, because 40 million Americans have it today. So it's a big, big issue. It's a big, big problem affecting many people. But typically, most companies haven't done that much with it. You know, HR and companies in their benefits help with 401ks and retirement planning and healthcare. But student loans haven't really been at the heart of that. But I think increasingly, say in the last 10 years, that debt has really got very, very large. You know, now it's second just behind mortgages. There's more student loan debt than credit card debt. And I think increasingly companies are realizing that this is an area we need to be aware of and we need to be helping our people.
All right. Well, when it comes to, you're right, when it comes to employee benefit, most of them don't think about the student loan as, you know, to help out in the first place, but most of the employees would be going through that part of their life, having had to take a loan and complete their education and then come back to a company to work. And then throughout their tenure at that company, they would also be wanting to complete that loan. So if an employer, they would be would be great. But what have you seen? What is that is stopping these employers to help out their employees to fill their student loan debt?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's really a lack of knowledge. So maybe 10 years ago, there wasn't that much student debt out there in the market among employees. So it wasn't a major, major problem. But it's crept up, you know, well, relatively quickly. It's increased in the last 10 years or so. So now, as I say, 40 million people have student loan debt. Roughly 71% of the graduates last year who graduated from college have student loan debt. So if you have employees within your organization that are at least a few years or a few years out of school, then the chances are they have student loan debt. So I think companies can help to be aware of that, and firstly to recognize that that's an issue. And it's tough to get people to think about their retirement savings when they're still struggling to make ends meet every month and pay off their student loan debt. So firstly, being aware of it, showing empathy, I think, towards employees, but then more importantly, having some solutions. And SoFi is one of those solutions. It allows people to reduce the cost of their debt, to refinance that debt, and to save themselves, in many cases, a couple of $100 every single month. So there are solutions out there, and I think companies just need to have a little look around and work out what's best for their employees so that they can actually offer them something, because there's a lot of confusion around the issue with the debt.
Well, when it comes to, you know, the confusions, let's help them out. You know, if there is some questions that should arise in an employee's mind so that they can ask them, I mean, they can ask their employer and reach out to them about that. So why don't you talk a little bit of that help that employers are providing? Is it some sort of an advice session, or is some sort of, you know, certain percentage that we can partner completing that student loan, or how is that help gets provided from the employer side?
Sure. So I think a lot of people I know, because I interact with so many people with student loan debt, I know that many of them are unaware that they are able to refinance that debt. And that's because it's actually quite new. SoFi was the first company that allowed people to refinance student loan debt from federal student loan debt as well as private student loan debt. So this is quite new. This is in the last 3 or 4 years. But a lot of people simply aren't aware that they can do this. So employers can really help their employees to make them aware that if you have student loan debt, you do have options. You don't have to pay the same rate that you've been paying ever since you graduated. And many of those rates are very high, depending on which loans you took. A lot of the government loans are priced at 7 or 8%. So very, very expensive loans in today's low-interest environment. So just being able to educate people and tell them there are options, there are refinancing options. So if you are somebody who's employed and you have a salary and you have a good credit history, then maybe you can refinance that debt at a much lower rate. So this is not making the loan go away, but it's making it much more affordable. It's enabling you to pay it off sooner than you otherwise would, and it's freeing up cash every month that you could use for other things, such as retirement. So really spreading that awareness. And SoFi does this. So SoFi works with companies. It's zero cost to the company, but we just help to get the message out to employees that this opportunity is there, people can refinance their loans, and we can make it easy for people to do that, and we can help in that education process.
So throughout your working with your clients, what type of companies are helping their employees when it comes to student loan debt? Is it do you have any studies that you have done when it comes to certain type of industries are helping their employees in their student loan debt or something like that?
There isn't much out there. So typically not many companies are doing anything in the area of student loan debt until SoFi came along, and we're now helping them with that. There are companies that are helping with tuition. So many companies have tuition assistance programs.
Right.
So they may pay maybe it's $5,000 a year for somebody to put that towards the cost of improving their education. And that's great. That's really valuable. That encourages people to take night classes and to improve their education and to add to their resume. But I think what it hasn't done is it hasn't helped at the back end. So most people coming out of college, as I mentioned, have student loan debt, and they have lots of it. And companies haven't typically been helping with that. So what we've found, the companies we're working with now, it's over 200 companies. It's an extremely wide range. So it goes across many industries, including banking and finance, consulting, law, medicine, accounting, technology, consumer goods. It's really any company that has within its workforce employees that have student loan debt. So some level of educated employee base that has been to school, maybe even been to graduate school, and therefore has a very high chance of having debt.
Now, talking about the laws and then compliances that are there out there, do you think that any particular laws that employees should be knowing or should be aware of so that they can reach out to their employer, that there's, you know, stipulated rules and regulations out there, and why not? Our company is not supporting to that.
There aren't any rules that prevent employers from advising their employees about this stuff. So it is somewhat of a complicated industry. You know, anything financially related tends to be. So for some employees, maybe they could take advantage of some of the federal benefits that come with federal loans. And 90% of the loans that people have in the market today are federal loans made by the government. The other 10% are made by private banks or credit unions. So those federal loans, they do have certain provisions and certain benefits that some people can take advantage of. And that's another thing. A lot of people don't know that they can take advantage of those. So if they're on maybe a low salary and they're not earning much money compared to their debt, they may be able to go on what's called income-based repayment. So there's information out there that tells you this, and therefore your employees could be reducing their repayments every month. It's different for each individual, but there are different things out there associated to the federal programs. But then for other folks who are maybe earning a decent salary and they've been working for a couple of years and they have a good career trajectory, for those type of people, it may be more beneficial to refinance and to look at saving money and moving my loan from paying 8% to paying 4 or 5%. And SoFi's loans go as low on a variable basis as 1.93%. So we have customers who are saving 4 or 5% on their rates, and if they're refinancing $70,000 or $80,000, which is the average amount that we see, they end up saving on average about $11,000 over the life of the loan. So really significant sums of money, and a lot of the employers are helping to communicate this and helping a lot of people as a result.
Well, I assume that, you know, most of the companies who normally provide this type of incentive or benefit, that is, be it a tuition assistance or student loan assistance, you know, they know it will tempt their employees to work for and stay longer in that company. But how about you? What is your studies when it comes to retention and employee engagement when companies are providing this type of assistance to their employees?
Yeah, we found this is a huge thing. So I should mention that it's different to tuition assistance. So on the refinancing side, at least to work with SoFi, it costs the company nothing. The company is not providing the money. It's just the employee reducing their own debt or reducing the rate of that debt. But we've had massively positive feedback from employees because the majority of them didn't know they could do this. So they feel very positively towards their employer for telling them about this and for introducing this concept to them. And as a result, you know, just in terms of satisfaction levels and you know, prior to being part of this organization that cares about me as an individual, we've heard, this is more anecdotal because we don't have big studies to back this up, but it makes employees feel more positively towards their organization. And I can only believe that has benefits for retention.
All right. So what I'm seeing, you know, you have worked all over the world, Singapore, China, India, and even United States. So across the globe, how does this tuition and student loan debt, what have you seen that employers are considering this as a way for attracting talent or for retaining the talent? What have you seen? Why should employers consider this assistance to be given across the globe?
Yeah, I think the U.S. is at the forefront of this, mainly because in the U.S. people have such a lot of student loan debt. So other countries around the world tend not to have as much student loan debt. It's either paid for by the government or the family will pay for it. But the student loan industry, if you like, doesn't exist to the same magnitude in other countries. So I think this is less of an issue for employers in other countries, although that's starting to change. In my home country, in the UK, the tuition costs at school now have started going up, or really in the last 10 years have gone up quite a lot. So this is becoming an issue for employers there, but it's a much bigger issue just in scale and everything else here in the U.S.
Now, financial things are, you know, it causes some stress, be it an employee or be it an individual person. So how does that help your employees, I mean, and your clients' employees when it comes to relieving the stress factor, that is, you know, paying half of the salary to that loan is much a hectic deed to go through every month, right? So how does that help an employee to reduce their stress?
So I think it helps in a number of ways. I mean, there's lots of studies out there. U.S. News did one last year saying, you know, that increased stress levels and they surface from accumulating student loan debt. So there's studies out there that show that as people have debt, they incur stress. And there's other studies showing that many are delaying home purchases due to student loan debt. And lots of studies out there just saying that they're delaying their retirement and it's a big stress for them. So anything you can do as an employer to help that, I think, is beneficial. And I'll give you a tangible example of that. Most people today who have student debt have multiple loans. So they may have six or seven different loans. And that may mean they're making six or seven different payments to different entities every month. And that's just a headache to keep up with that, you know, to remember who to pay and how much to pay. And that takes a lot of time and energy. And also it's very easy to miss one of those payments and then to take a hit on your credit score. So lots of this time and energy, and people are going to be sitting there at work doing some of this stuff. You know, they're going to be spending some of their working hours trying to remember, did I pay that student loan debt off? So one of the advantages of SoFi, that besides the low rate and, you know, the lack of there's no origination fee, is that we consolidate somebody's debt down to one loan. So we don't wipe the debt away, but that person has one loan to remember. That's much easier, less time and energy, you know, expended every month trying to remember who to pay.
Well, that's an interesting factor because, you know, most of them might not be a good person when it comes to managing financials. And believe me, if you have three or four loans that you are managing every month, your payment has to go through that account, and then you have to manage your personal expense as well. And there's no time for savings, right? So what should, as an employer, you know, help their employees to manage their financials, not just this tuition or student loan debt alone, but as a factor of benefit, or along with the benefit, probably some advice sessions that have you seen any of the clients or any of the employees out there are providing to the employees?
Yeah, well, we found some of the big financial partners that we work with, big financial companies, that, as with most companies, they are trying to encourage as many people to put as much as possible in their 401k and to do that as early as possible. And many of them came to us at the beginning and said, we're having problems with the, you know, broadly speaking, the under 30s, under 35s within our company because many of these people are not saving, or at least not saving enough for their retirement. So a number of them have linked in the savings that come from SoFi's student loan refinancing and said, okay, now you're saving $200 a month on your student loans. Why don't you put at least some of that into your retirement account, maybe $100 a month? And then, therefore, you can fast forward your retirement planning that otherwise would be very difficult because you had that student loan debt. So a number of the companies we're working with are linking the student loan savings and then putting money towards the 401k targets and helping to increase participation rates and all that kind of thing that HR departments are typically very focused on.
All right. Well, Dan, I wanted to switch the gear and talk a little bit more about your organization, SOFI. And what was the inspiration for you to kick off, you know, SOFI? And then student loan, that's something normally people don't talk about. And I haven't even seen that many companies who are doing this kind of a help when it comes to helping their clients and helping their employees to relieve the stress and manage their financial in a better fashion. So this is something unique, a unique idea. So how did all start, and what was the idea for you in order to kick off SOFI?
Sure. Well, Nisha, as I mentioned at the beginning, I came to the U.S. to go to Stanford Business School for a year, and I expected to go back to my previous employer. But then I kind of fell in love with San Francisco and the Bay Area and wanted to try to stay. So but the inspiration for the company was we were at Stanford, which is a great business school, and looking around at many of our classmates and seeing people taking on very, very high levels of student debt at very, very high rates. And we thought, these are very smart people. They're going to get great jobs. They're going to pay back these loans. Why are they having to pay 7.9%? with a 4% origination fee, which was the price of a loan back then. That just seems crazy. In a world of very, very low interest rates, this was back in 2010, 2011, why is it so expensive? And as we dug into the industry, because we weren't student loan experts by any means before we came into this, we realized that there is a real lack of choice for people. So everybody, or 90% of the market, is priced in the same way. There's no credit risk that goes on. There's no account for who you are, whether you're employable, whether you have a great job. And what that means is that as people graduate and then get a job, and maybe they've been in work 5 years now and they're earning a decent salary and they've been paying their loan off every year, but they're still paying the same rate that they took maybe 10 years ago. And to us, that didn't seem to make sense. You know, if you have a house, you would refinance that house every couple of years to make sure you're getting the lower rate. And that didn't exist in the student loan industry. So that's really why we started it, to make sure that anybody who had debt had options, and had options to refinance that debt at a lower rate. And we've evolved in other ways. You know, we've now funded more than $2 billion worth of loans. So it's big, big numbers, and we're now offering mortgages and personal loans. But generally, we just want to create products, financial products, that offer real value to people and help them in a very, very meaningful way.
Right. Well, you know, moving out from Stanford University and kicking off an organization like this and managing your own employees under you and being a follower, being a leader, how was that transition happen for you?
You mean transitioning into running a company?
Yes.
Yeah, it was tough at the beginning, because when we started, it was an idea and we didn't know if it was going to work. So there were only four of us that started the company, and I came from a company with 80,000 people, so it was a big change. But fortunately, we very quickly found that there was real demand for the product, real demand for the loans, and we've been able to steadily grow the company to the point now where we have over 200 employees. As I say, we've refinanced $2 billion in loans. So our customers collectively have saved something in the region of $300 to $400 million. So that gives me a lot of pride. People are saving real money. I frequently meet our own customers at different events, and almost, you know, everybody is delighted with the savings that they're making and extremely happy that this option is there for them. So when I go to visit different companies and we provide sessions for their employees, those employees are extremely thankful that their company has introduced this or given them this option to find out about this opportunity.
All right. And then I'm going to ask some of the random questions that make you successful as who you are. So what is the number one thing that you do in the morning when you wake up related to work?
Okay, yeah. So normally I take my dog outside because he's desperate to get outside. So aside from that, I tend to get into work fairly early and just scan the emails, make sure there's nothing urgent, but then try to set about the most important task for the day. So the previous evening, I would have thought to myself, this is the thing I want to get done, and I'll try and devote the first hour or so to that. It doesn't always work, but that's what I try to do before I get caught up in all the hundreds of emails that come in every day.
Cool. So what is your trick or tip in order to manage your time?
I think that's it. I try to carve an hour out in the morning to devote to what is one of the most important things for me to do that day, and give myself some breathing space and thinking time rather than just trying to answer every single email that came in. So in doing so, I think you can make sure you can focus somewhat on the priorities of the day and not just get caught up in all the noise that's out there. It's tough to do in a very digital world that we live now. It's very easy to get caught up in a lot of the noise, but yeah, trying to carve out an hour for that free thinking in the morning.
All right. So are you a to-do list person or not?
Yeah, I do. I am. I'm a bit old school. I have a post-it note on my computer with 5 or 10 things on there, and I like to have the satisfaction of crossing them out. And sometimes you don't cross them if you want to, but I do like a to-do list.
That's great. So if you're looking to hire a team member for you, what is the number one quality that you would look for?
So I think at SoFi, we're a very fast-moving company, and we're introducing new products and improving our products and reducing our pricing and doing lots of things that introduces change to our organization on a very rapid basis. So really the number one thing that I look for in a potential employee is comfort with fast change, because this isn't, as a new company, this isn't the type of place you can come and expect to do the same thing every day and to know what you're going to be doing every day. Our focuses and our targets change very quickly, they evolve very quickly, and they grow very quickly. And I think that takes a certain type of person that is comfortable with that ambiguity and uncertainty, and not just comfortable, but thrives on it and performs well in that type of environment.
Cool. So throughout your journey, what is the leadership lessons that you have learned and you wanted to give to our audience?
I think one of the things that we've learned at SoFi is try stuff and give it a go. And sometimes you're tempted to do lots of research and focus groups mm-hmm. and questionnaires and that type of thing. And sometimes that has its place. But oftentimes, if you think it's a good idea, and if you have enough of a gut instinct that it's a good idea, just try it. And if it doesn't quite work, you can change it, you can move it around and tweak it. But I think too often, in some companies, that it takes just too long to get stuff done. So I think being a little bit more okay with trying stuff, and it won't always work, but being comfortable with that and embracing that, I think is a good way to innovate quickly and to make good progress.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, because if you're not going to do it now, you're not going to do it ever, because you will be sitting and thinking about making strategies and then stuff like that, but ultimately you will end up losing a lot of time and then probably come back when all of your competitors are ahead of you.
Exactly. And if I could just bring it back to what we do at SoFi, a lot of the companies, they hear about it and they say, wow, this is great. Lots of our people have student debt. We should be doing this. And they launch and they spread awareness to their employees. Some others think about it a little bit longer, and inevitably they get to the same answer. It just may take mm-hmm. 3 or 4 months to get there. So every company is different, but I think sometimes going with your gut and moving quickly is a good thing.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for being here with us today at Drive Through HR and sharing such a unique idea of how can employers help their employees in their student loan debt and make their life much more easier, right? So, Dan, tell our audience where can they connect with you and find out more details about SoFi.
Sure. So our website is sofi.com, S-O-F-I, and within there you can see basic information about the services we provide. There isn't a whole lot of information there about what we provide to companies, so just drop us an email. My email is dan@sofi.com, and we'd love to hear from any companies that would like to to join the growing numbers who are offering this to their people. I'd love to tell you all the names of the companies we're working with, but I don't have their permission to do that. But there's lots of household name companies, biggest companies in the land who are working with us. So it's a great bunch of partners that we have, but we know there are others out there. So anyone who's interested to bring this to their people, please get in touch.
Well, Dan, good luck with all the work that you do at SoFi, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you very much, Nisha. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.